two men, two mics, and only one cup, Corey and Joel.
Hey, people, listen in to what we've got for you today. How are you?
Hey.
It's Corey and Joel back with you. Listen to us.
Rocking on.
Where we are. Another big show for you.
Huge show.
A lot of people thought our last show, it ended on a cliffhanger. What would we come back? What would be the final solution? What would be the...
Wait, the final solution? Let's ask Niels.
Yeah, is that a Nazi thing? Did I come up with something?
Yeah.
Is that a bad quote?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oops.
That's what they said. Whoops. We didn't know we killed 8 million Jews.
Sorry.
6 million, however many they say.
Ooh. Ungabrisch.
Yeah.
Zut alor. Yeah. That's French.
All right, whatever.
Gott in Himmel, was ist das? Was ist Juden?
Yeah, so this is the Breeders from their new album.
Yeah, young, fresh, hip band.
I told Corey, he goes, is that any good? I go, well, it's two 40-year-old women. You decide if that sounds good to you.
Yeah, but listen to her. She sounds like she's 12.
Well, that's good.
Is this Kim Deal or the
it's
other
probably
Deal?
Probably Kim Deal. Kelly, I think, more sings backup, but
sure.
Maybe she sings. What if she had a band?
The Pacers.
Was that the Pacers? Yeah. What the hell were they thinking?
I think that's what it was.
Fucking A. All right. Please pot this down. What's the name of this album? Do you have it there?
No, I don't have the name of the album.
Okay, forget it then. We'll figure that out at the break.
All right.
Well, I was supposed to pot that down. Whatever, you can turn it off.
I hit it on the
I didn't even know what to do.
Sounded like an end.
All right. Whatever.
I was a big fan of the Breeders in the day. And,
sure. But that was the day, and this is this day.
I'll listen to that album.
It's okay. That's the best track. Believe me, I listened to it 8 times to find a track that would work for the show. So.
Kim's done a lot of smack in her day, and God bless her.
Yeah, she's quite a character. But anyway, enough of that. Now let's get into us.
They still got the same dude on
me
drums,
and you.
Or what?
No, they got all different. It's her and her sister.
It's her and her sister and all new
all
cast
other
members,
people. Yeah.
So. The original Breeders had Tanya Donnelly in it, and they were good.
She had to go though.
Right.
She couldn't deal with Kim Deal's bullshit.
No, she had to be in Belly.
Yeah, she won, which Belly was all right.
I remember my old roommate was so in love with Tanya Donnelly.
Oh, I've been for good reason.
That he made me tape 120 minutes,
yeah.
And just watch the Tanya Donnelly segments.
Well,
and
there you go.
He didn't care about the videos.
Sure.
He just wanted to look at Tanya Donnelly.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. All right.
Well, if you want to get into Tanya Donnelly stories, my friend Greg got drunk at a Belly show.
Yeah.
And chased her around St. Andrew's Hall.
Ah!
And she was so repulsed by
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And he was just loaded drunk out of
yeah.
his brain.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Friend,
he ended up sitting on the street corner with a homeless guy.
Yeah.
And had his arm around him. And they were both sitting in the gutter together. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was.
No,
that's why I didn't want to get on this track.
No, it's very true.
But I don't want to do this. I want to do our show. I want to talk about contemporary things that are going on today.
You don't want to hear about the
no.
Stereolab in-store
no.
that they played at
Play
It Again
Records?
No, I
don't give a fuck about that. I want to talk about our show, what we have for the people today.
What do we have on the program today?
Let me look. All right, we got about nothing. What were you talking about? What happened?
Well,
what happened at the Depeche Mode concert?
My friend Matt, my friend Matt Fisher.
No, I don't care about that. I want to get to
the Stereolab in-store in 93.
I want to get to the show.
Oh. Okay.
A lot of people want to know, following up on what we've done in the past, people want to know what my Bay bracket would have looked like.
Yes, sir.
So we'll get into that today.
Okay.
We'll get into, what else are we going to get into?
By a lot of people, upwards of three.
Is it a lot of people compared to zero? Yeah, it's like.
No, it's a huge number.
It's that's 300 times what one person would care about it. So. That's pretty good.
You know what? I guess
it's not bad.
I can't argue with math like
Nobody
that.
Nobody cares about most people. You think anyone cares about what Niels is up to right now?
I don't listen.
I mean, what
you
are
don't,
you saying?
I don't tell you what I'm up to
exactly.
because the Stasi will come to your house and strip search you.
Niels is probably Niels is a guy that I think is probably somehow plotting for the world's end.
Yeah, what's his move to Munich all about?
Yeah,
huh?
I don't know.
What's going on in Munich?
But I just feel like. He's only missing the technology to destroy the entire world.
I think his cover was blown in Frankfurt, and that's why he had to move to Munich.
I think Niels has the intent.
This whole new job thing's a ruse.
But he doesn't have the means to finally exterminate, right. human society. And he can live and, make love and procreate with a computer.
Right.
I think that's what his ultimate goal is.
I am very close to making love to a computer.
But I think that he's just lacking.
Oh, take it. Take it, bitch. You're, oh. Yeah, your microprocessors are getting me hot.
So when I say that I made a Bay bracket that maybe someone would want to hear, it's not completely out of the. I mean, gotcha. It's more than maybe.
Did you put? Let's see. Let's think.
Do you want to do this now? Or you
let's do Neil's Bay bracket. Let's see.
yeah.
The number four seed, 7 of 9, taking on Tweaky. All right, for Battlestar Buck Rogers.
I would think his Bay bracket would include, you know, a 5 1/4-inch floppy drive that he grew up with.
Yeah, that is,
you know,
good,
what I mean? That he stuck his unit into at one point.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, because it is flatter than it is long.
Yeah.
What? I don't even know.
It's 5 1/4 inches could accommodate my entire. My girth is not all that large, so my but the length.
Stop.
The modern drive.
Stop. I might have to use my penis again.
Yeah, really?
Don't get me started on this.
I don't know why I'm picking on Niels. I just use it as an example of.
I understand.
I love Niels.
Let's do. You know what? Let's alienate anybody who might be new to the program.
If you like
and
the
do
show.
5 minutes of Niels material.
See, what we want to do is we ask everybody to write the show and email us and call us on the douchebag hotline.
Yeah.
And then when they do and we know they like the show, then we make fun of them.
Right.
Until they can't like us
anymore. We really do. We try
we
to drive
push
them
away the ones. Well, I can go into my Bay bracket now. Yeah. Or we can wait on this. We could build suspense.
What else? You didn't even finish breaking down what else we got on
we
the show.
We also have, speaking of Douchebag Hotline, we have a new call on that, which I thought was funny.
Okay.
We could play that. We have a new TV reality show that might have given us entertainment for a good 3 months.
Sure.
Called Secret Talents of the Stars came on. And the first episode was gold. And we've got a clip of that. Or two,
okay.
A couple, so we'll talk about that.
I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably, I don't know, you had to train a little bit harder.
I don't know
what's wrong.
Well, it just got canceled. I don't know why it got canceled, but it would have been in the caliber of Master of Champions. With
God, they could bring that back.
It could have been that great, but they didn't give it enough time. So we'll have to talk about that. You want to talk about the Marilyn Monroe sex tape? We'll talk about that.
Yes.
We'll follow up on what is a brazier and what fast food, what weird fast food items you can get.
Yeah.
Because somebody, was it Cam from Yellowknife that said they have hamburgers at KFC?
Well, I don't know what goes on.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, it's Yellowknife. Who fucking knows? Yeah.
Whale blubber chips.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the hell they got up there?
But so, we'll get into that.
Speaking of that, I have a possible, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll tease that for later.
What are you teasing?
Maybe a second half surprise, if not bonus feature.
I thought you said we had a bonus feature. We probably should have done it before the show.
Yeah, well.
Because then we could at least plug it on the show. But now we haven't even done it. You won't even tell me what it is.
Well, because that's...
So should I just make up a random plug of Corey's bonus feature?
It's a food-related bonus feature.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's a it's a product
review.
You're
going to make me eat something that I don't want to eat, generally speaking.
Well, you know... I don't know if I want to.
In fact, you know what? You told me what this item was the other day on the phone, and now I can't remember.
That's okay.
You said
it's a snack food.
Okay, I'm coming
not,
up. Oh, I know what it is now. I'm not going to. Should I say it? I don't know what the exact thing is.
No, let's tease it.
I know
the
it's
bonus.
A
it's
new
for the bonus feature.
It's a new type of blank.
It's a Large Marge was so large.
How large was she?
Her flaps used to hit her what? Richard Dawson.
Well, I thought. I can't do a Richard. Richard Dawson is
Dawson was always.
He has a weird accent. Yeah.
He does because he's like an Englishman trying to cover his accent up.
Yeah, he's got like an American-tinged British accent.
Just
it
do
really
you can do Charles Nelson Reilly.
I was
going to
do Charles Nelson Reilly, or I could do Brett Summers. Well, Gene, I had. I put down a new type of. What do they call an ass on Match Game? They have different
Fanny.
Words.
No,
a fanny.
Well, Fanny Flagg was on the show.
Well, but you know what I mean. They always called like
sure derriere.
Yeah,
tush.
Derriere. I think is the one they
used. Yeah, they used
because you know, like a Newlywed Game, they use whoopee in place of sex and those shows that in order to clean them up. Now, if you want to see,
you know what I taped today. Speaking of that era,
what's that?
I taped an episode of Love American Style.
Oh, okay.
I was excited about that because that show was so cheesy.
Is that airing now on that?
That's on that retro TV.
Retro TV, yes. Yeah. In fact, I wanted to show you this before I should have shown you that before we started. I recorded that on Sundays. They're running That's Incredible.
Wow.
And I wanted to show that to you. I have it on my DVR right
here. For those of you, I don't know how prevalent this is.
That's Incredible.
I mean this channel.
Yeah.
It's on. Yeah. It's a digital channel, and it's being syndicated to certain markets.
What it is that if you have, this is going to get the nerd music ready. If you have an HD channel broadcasting locally in your area, which they do what's called a sub-channel. In other words, it's like 7.1 is our ABC channel. Then they have a channel that's 7.2. And on 7.2, they've decided, probably because the FCC says you can run multiple channels off of your digital feed, 7.2 is now called retro television.
Yeah.
And it's just all old TV shows all day.
And I know it's being syndicated to certain markets.
Right. So if you have an HD channel, you have to look for it on there. Now, that means your cable company may not even have it.
Yeah.
Like, I think DirecTV probably doesn't have that now.
No, Comcast.
Comcast
does.
Well, sorry, I have Comcast. Now I get it. But if you have an antenna to get your digital,
I'm losing my DirecTV because I'm.
Well, you'll be. You know what? You'll be okay.
Yeah, the Comcast.
DirecTV's
is fine.
Good, but you know.
I'm gonna miss Boomerang.
Okay, yeah, Boomerang. I think might be only on DirecTV.
I'm gonna miss like the Banana Splits and crap like that. But there's a couple channels that are on DirecTV
that you don't get on Comcast, and then Comcast has some that you don't get on the other.
The NFL Network is free on DirecTV.
Yeah, it's not on Comcast. My dad, I'll have to give you an update on this. My dad signed up for the AT&T U-verse fiber optic service.
Oh, we'll have to see that.
Which, I've heard the HD is not as good on that, but some of their other stuff is kind of neat. So
we're going to have to figure that out.
So I'll have to go take a look at that. But anyway, so this retro TV just has all, and it was That's Incredible, which if you're too young to know what that was, it was almost like the precursor of like a Master of Champions. It was like guys would come in the studio and they would like juggle knives or something. Mm-hmm. They would all these do these dangerous stunts, and then they would go to like profiles of just incredible people. Like they had this guy who's on here who built like the world's first like not like camper, but he built it out of a 1947 Cadillac.
Nice.
And he was like a mechanic, and he could like. He built a car. You can change the tires while the car is moving. And you have to see this guy. He's a nut. What? But it was incredible.
Who's going to change tires
while
the car
is moving?
I'm going
to show it. That's why I wish I would. Should we stop the show now? I'll show you That's Incredible.
Wow.
And we'll come back and talk. It really is pretty cool. But and
then,
they
have the contortionist? Because I remember
I didn't see that one, but I did see.
They have guys who blow smoke rings and shit.
Yeah, all kinds of weird stuff like that. I do have, they profiled the world's greatest five-year-old golfer. In 1983 or whenever there was, a kid named Eldridge Tiger Woods.
Yes.
And he's out there with his golf clubs hitting. I say when he was three, he was beating 10-year-olds in golf.
I bet he was.
So they show a five-year-old Tiger. And he. Yeah. You also want to see something great. How about, let me just tell you this, and I'll stop the show. Five-year-old Tiger Woods sitting on Fran Tarkenton's lap. Is that worth stopping the show and taking a look
You know, it might be.
It might.
Folks, we'll be back in just a few moments.
No, no, no. But I'll show you that later. So we have that's some of the stuff that they did on That's Incredible. So that's on that retro television. So look for that. I enjoy that channel.
Yeah.
I'm now watching that.
I mean, you're going to have to watch. There's a lot of fucking Gomer Pyle and Andy Griffith on. You know, it's like a lot of, you know.
But they show some pretty good shows on there. See, for some reason, like Nick at Night or TV Land, as much as I like those,
they've calcified into certain things.
But they get weird, too, where like they'll show, you know, we're going to show 25 Sanford and Sons in a row.
Right.
And then you'll never see Sanford and Son again for like a year.
Right.
Like they do weird stuff and the shows come on at weird times.
They could just, TV Land could just break it up and show a billion different shows.
Yeah. But they seem to do that and then like the shows end. Like I was watching Three's Company one night.
Yeah.
Which, again, one of my all-time favorite, if not all-time favorite sitcom. Mm-hmm. Three's Company. They were starting and ending at like 7 minutes after.
You can't tape it.
And I'm like, yeah, and I was like, let me just DVR a couple of these because I was reading the descriptions and I'm like, I can't even do it.
I think they don't think.
Yeah.
You can. They don't think you're going to care.
Yeah, it's
just
weird.
Background
TV. Yeah, and I think
they just figure you're going to stumble along and go, hey, look, it's Bonanza.
Yeah, and you'll do that. Like, if I'm tuning by Sanford and Son and I see Aunt Esther, I might stop and watch it for 2 minutes and then move along. But the times that I do want to, like, decide to sit down and watch a Three's Company, you can't even do it because they jack them all up.
That's something I wanted to talk about, the history of black sitcoms.
Well, you want to get into that?
And Sanford and Son. I was having this discussion the other day, and it made me realize black sitcoms took a jump forward and then backwards.
Okay.
And it was, I wanted to figure out exactly when that happened.
Well, we talked about this a little bit on the phone the other night.
Yeah.
I have a theory on the black sitcom, white sitcom.
Now, my argument was Sanford and Son was great because they did racial material and it was a little silly, but it had a somewhat realistic neighborhood.
Right.
Like, you know, the white guy was the cop, but there was also like the other, there was like the barber or something.
Well, they're Puerto Rican guys and stuff on.
Like
San
Fred, there was an old white dude that Fred like knew and hung out with sometimes.
Well, there was who was that? Was Rollo? Was he more Mexican or Puerto Rican?
Rollo was Lamont's friend.
But he who was the Puerto
Julio?
Rican?
Julio.
Okay.
Julio was the Puerto Rican. Was like, hey, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which in L.A. you would have probably a Mexican guy. That's what I'm thinking.
Sure,
might have been a Mexican guy.
What was amazing about that show was that, like, 10 years before that, the fucking only blacks on television were, you know, bringing plates out. Or,
yeah, Jack.
You know, or they
was
were
it Jack Benny's, but guy who what was his name?
Yeah. Oh, Jack Rochester.
Rochester. Yeah, that
and
was
Mr.
The only
Bennett.
Black, yeah, that was the only black guy on TV.
Yeah.
Rochester.
That's why, and then when Star Trek came out, and black guys could actually then be killed by alien monsters every week, it was a big deal.
But see, here's my feeling.
But I thought the 70s shows like that and like Good Times.
Yeah, but
we're almost in a weird way more realistic.
But the problem with those, here's the thing with those shows.
Yeah.
First of all, those shows were all created. What's happening? I'm not sure the genesis of that, but I'm assuming all of these, and I know Norman Lear did like Good Times and Sanford and Son, were created basically by old white guys.
Yeah.
Who were trying to be liberal and show you black people, but they only really showed people in the ghetto, in the slums.
Sure.
And while they were largely
black
cast,
there was
cast,
the Jeffersons.
There was the Jeffersons,
George
but that
was very successful.
But that was like a fish out of water. In other words, they took a guy who lived.
Maybe the Jeffersons is where it started to go different.
No, but George was a guy who lived in the hood
with
Archie Bunker. Until he finally opened up those dry cleaners and made all that money. You can go live in the, you know, a deluxe apartment in the sky.
That's right.
But then he had,
to the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah. So then, but then he had all the, you know, the white friends that he would make fun of and, you know.
Honky and.
Yeah.
Who was the English guy that was his neighbor?
Oh, what was his name?
Mr. God, that guy was amazing.
Yeah,
he played,
was great.
He was in Waiting for Guffman. He was.
He was.
Mort Guffman.
He was. He was Guffman. By the way, if anyone decides to tell me that there's a Christopher Guest movie funnier than that, you're going to get smacked right in the face.
Yeah.
That's fighting. Don't tell me that I liked Best in Show better.
I'll make a case
you will
for
get
Best
punched
in
Show. Come
on.
What? I'm going to smack you right in the head. I'm going to hit you as hard as I can.
What? I can't like Best in Show?
No. You can like Spinal Tap, although I don't consider Spinal Tap
solely his movie. He didn't direct it. So.
No. And that's why I say if you're talking about Christopher Guest movies,
you
have to go with Guffman first. You just know you can't.
I love Guffman.
But you can't tell me that Best in Show is funny. As
you know what? I'm kind of I like both of those.
No, you don't. You like Guffman.
A Mighty Wind is beneath.
And for your consideration is beneath the sole of my shoe. Because it's a place
Boy,
piece
that
of
one
shit.
Stunk.
But you can't tell me that Waiting for Guffman's not better. Now, look, there's some people I know who can't follow that Waiting for Guffman story, like my dad, who thinks that Best in Show is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
But if you really seriously sit down
I
and
would
watch
think you, as with your love of little dogs.
I love little dogs.
A terrier is the star of.
And you know
Best
why?
In Show.
You know why Best in Show is not as good? And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
They broke the fake documentary format. In other words, the shots are staged rather than being documentary style.
Yeah.
And they sort of go in and out of that style as it fits them. In other words, they no longer play it as if it's a real movie about an event. Instead, it just becomes like Curb Your Enthusiasm, which isn't a documentary. The Office sort of does that too.
The Office
they go in and out.
The
of
Office
that.
Is going way off this year.
But The Office still does
the whole dinner party episode.
No,
like.
But,
what documentary is going
to
show
but
that?
They, but they also, they played to the camera in that. I know Jim did at one point, and so.
Jim always plays to the
camera. No, but I mean, they wouldn't play to the camera if they're trying to not be. Like Curb Your Enthusiasm, the original Curb Your Enthusiasm special was an actual fake documentary.
A mockumentary.
They were documenting Larry David's return to stand-up.
Okay.
Well, when they did the show, they still kept the style, but they broke that there wasn't a cameraman there. They never did stuff that was. Referencing the cameraman or anything like that.
Yeah.
And in Guffman, they did.
Now it's a sitcom. Now.
Okay. But I'm saying back to Guffman and Best in Show. In Best in Show, they used the documentary style when they needed to. Like when Christopher Guest is driving in the car with the dog. And then for everything else, they just kind of went, like, you know, are you really going to be privy to people's private conversations? Like the two gay guys in their hotel room and running on the robes?
Well, probably not.
If it's not a documentary. And that bothers me when it goes in and out. If it's one or the other, I deal with it.
Best in Show's a little more shticky, like the whole bit with what's his name? Ed Begley.
Yeah.
Ed Begley is the hotel manager.
Yeah.
Although Ed Begley, see, I like parts of all of them.
Okay.
Ed Begley with this, like, the Norwegian guy with the Jewishism, like,
yeah.
He'll throw in, like, Yiddish.
Yeah.
I love that in the other one, okay. Mighty Wind. But anyway, whatever. Well, we talk about these all night. I love Guffman. Don't get me wrong.
It's just don't tell me Best in Show's better.
My booby made it. I think they're equivalents.
No, I don't think they're equivalent. I think everyone's wrong.
I think Fred Willard is out of his mind great.
Fred Willard's great, and Best in Show is a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's just not better than Guffman.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. You don't have to get violent about it.
I'm not actually hitting anybody.
Let me hear your babe bracket. I'm sure I'll start swinging then.
Are you saying when Michelle Trachtenberg beat Alicia Witt that there's going to be violence?
Okay. Well, you know, I can see that. Okay.
Back to black sitcoms. Yeah. How do we get on to Guffman? Okay.
I don't know. Because
the guy, Mr. Bentley was the guy's
Mr.
name.
Mr. Bentley,
and he
thank
played
you.
Guffman. And the actor's name is, I don't know, but
whatever.
You can look it up.
Tremendous.
Because you're on the tram and you've got an iPhone or whatever fucking right. Gabe for shit you've right. got. Okay.
You've
got
to drive to a diamond mine every morning. So take
you've
the time.
You take the time to research. And you can be full of it. And if you're doing radio and you got sweat running down the crack of your ass because you're trying to entertain
you know what?
A nerd look. Who's going to go on a forum and badmouth you or a guy that calls the douchebag hotline.
The North Koreans aren't doing anything. Take an afternoon off at the Pentagon.
Sure.
And look up some stats.
Look up the cast of the Jeffersons and have fun with that. Okay. Anyway. But here's my thing, though.
Wherever you may be.
My point is the 70s sitcoms held blacks to a certain stereotype. And the one person who I'm certain was sitting at home fuming mm-hmm. in a multicolored sweater while a girl was knocked out on pills next to him
yeah.
was Bill Cosby, who was like, right. I'm going to elevate the black family out of the ghetto and actually show that blacks can be professionals.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a show where a black doctor is married to a black lawyer.
Sure.
And they got 15 black kids. And all the kids are different colors, but that's never a big fucking deal for anybody.
I'm talking about that sweet spot between
no.
the Cosby. Because I get what you're saying.
Right. But I'm saying that was the switch. I'm not done with this. Yeah. But if you want me to go, okay. So I think Cosby does that and has a huge success. But I think people, blacks, then resented
your
Cosby.
Your blacks.
No, the blacks resented Cosby in this fact. Well, why you got to show black people acting like white people?
Sure.
So what we're going to do is we're going to show black people like
the black is a better right. athlete to begin
black
with.
Black people love Cosby, okay?
Because Cliff Huxtable was Combustible Hustable.
Oh, yeah, he was white.
He was amazingly fast
on the track.
It was
black people acting like white people. So what they did is the next wave of shows was black
now,
people.
Cosby would tell you that was black people acting like sophisticated human beings, but you know.
When black people finally got control and they got back, they created shit like Martin and In Living Color.
Yeah,
and the blackest of black television, like they created stuff like even Cosby, the spin-off, what was it, A Different World? I seriously would need to turn the subtitles on. I don't know what's going on that show. They're speaking a different language on some of those
well,
shows.
What I was thinking
Living
about,
Single. So what it is they've gone from, you liked it when it was black people done by white people.
No, see, the shows that I thought were really weird that I was thinking about, it went from like, okay, here's a show that was not either. It was Barney Miller.
Okay.
Barney Miller had a like cast of like everybody.
All right.
There was Jack Sue was on there. You know, Abe Vigoda. There was Ron Silver. There was, it was just like what a precinct was. That was like a realistic show.
Okay, yeah.
But then they went to shit like Benson, where it's like it's a stunt that there's a black guy.
Well, that's true, too. That's the fish out of water.
Give me a break.
I think the Jeffersons probably inspired a lot of that.
Yeah.
Stuff. It was the fish out of water. It was the black
different strokes
person. Yeah, where they
Webster. Take, yeah. Where like if any black person is in a room with white people, it's a crazy comedy premise.
Most of those Jeffersons were he made his own money, but Give Me a Break was the premise was she was
a maid.
No, but the guy's wife died,
so she came
and
in
she
took
moved
over.
In, but she knew him from. She was the janitor at the police station, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
He was a cop, yeah.
But she was such a good friend of his that when his wife died, she decided to come raise his kids. Webster was the black football player died, so the white football player and his wife had to take in the little black kid.
Right.
How a big, giant black football player has a kid that's 3 feet tall, I don't fucking know, but I'm not going to get into that.
And Ben Vereen was his uncle.
Ben Vereen was his uncle. Benson was
a spinoff of Soap.
Right, but he was the butler on Soap.
And then he was, like, working for the governor.
No, he was the budget director of the governor, But I don't know on soap that they ever showed Benson having any, like, business acumen or education.
I know. He was, like, the butler.
Yeah, so I don't know how he, but it was still the same character.
It just really, that, like, to me, between 79 and about 84 was that weird stunt blackness.
But I think that was really more they were doing fish out of water stories where
yeah.
black people interacting with uppity white guys.
Right.
You know, which, but, again, goes from Jefferson.
But it was, like, it was a big deal. It was, like, hey, there's a black guy in the government.
I think Cosby probably hated that shit just as much as he hated, you know, Good Times and stuff like that. Which, I mean, really, let's face it, Good Times is, come on, that's...
Now, then there were shows like...
Good Times is pretty racist, I think, at its core.
Yeah.
Even though black people liked Good Times.
But what I will say about Good Times is, wasn't a single white guy, like, maybe JJ had a boss or two.
Yeah.
But that was the extent of, like, hey... Your show, Three's Company.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember a single black person?
I don't know that there was
Three's
ever
Company?
A black person on Three's Company. Maybe there was somebody at the Regal Beagle.
Jack never even like tried to date a black chick or something. You know what I mean?
There was the Mexican cook guy that worked in the restaurant with him. But I don't think there was ever a black person on Three's Company.
Yeah, there's some white shows where there's not.
Oh, absolutely.
What was the freaking the Family Matters or Family Ties?
Family Ties. I don't really
Family
think
Ties
black
was, very, was not black at all. Yeah. And the one with the Seavers. What was that goddamn show?
The Seavers. Oh, who cares? That's
the one
growing
with Alan.
Growing Pains.
They lived in a apparently gated community in which blacks would be shot on sight. Like they never, Mike never encountered a black anywhere. There wasn't one black kid at their school.
I don't think there ever
was
the
whitest
black kid
place in the world.
Sure. Well, the thing is, when you set stuff like in New York, like Different Strokes and that. You're going to have black people coming in and out because it's New York, and you would generally think, although the New York where Seinfeld and the Friends lived apparently had
no black people either.
No black people there, but.
Well, the one lawyer. The one Johnny Cochran.
And on Friends, they eventually put Alicia Tyler on Friends
right.
to answer critics of why there were no black people in New York, which is really funny when you if you've ever been to New York. It's like, I don't care where you are in New York.
Hey, Taxi, a show I love. I love Taxi. It's a show about a bunch of white guys driving cabs. There's one black guy who's like in Jeff, who was like he worked in the cage with Danny DeVito.
Okay, I don't even know Taxi, so I never watched it.
Jeff was never a main character. He was always a background guy, and he'd just be like, "Man, Louie, you crazy." That was it for him. WKRP, they had one black guy, but it made sense because having grown up, I lived in Cincinnati at the time.
All right,
and I'll tell you, the only black guys there were playing for the Bengals.
Yeah,
Or were soul DJs.
Okay.
So, I mean, hey, it makes sense.
Venus Flytrap was on and they were,
If that's an Office, though, it makes sense.
Yeah, office comedies always have a black person in there.
Cheers, though, never had a black guy
ever. You know, that's a good point.
And I thought about this. They could have had a black guy very naturally on the show. It could have been some guy Sam played with.
Sure.
If they really wanted to put a black guy,
they could have had a shortstop that he knew.
Right,
when he'd
here comes, you know, here comes Stretch McGee, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it's Stretch Jefferson. Yeah. He used to, you know, be the center fielder for me.
It's Leroy Jones.
Right, he was my catcher or some shit. You know, never a black guy anywhere. Now that's Boston. Granted,
yeah, Boston. They may not fraternize with the blacks.
And in fact, I know where that bar is. It's downtown in Boston, like Boston Common. Where there's no black people.
Okay,
all right. His pants are tight. My balls are stretching.
Jeez, wow. All right.
Anyway,
a visual
I'm getting
of that.
Excited talking about black people. On
but have I answered your question? I think my history of it is pretty good.
Well, what I know. No, I'm talking about.
But I'm saying like.
You're right. Cosby was the antidote because it got to a point where.
But.
They were like, hey, look, we can put black people on TV and they'll be successful. Now let's make it a stunt.
But when black people, the thing is, white people liked Good Times, the Jeffersons, What's Happening. Sanford and Son.
Mm-hmm.
The black shows now, white people don't watch.
This goes back all the way to the Civil War.
I mean, maybe like slave Family trading, Matters.
The slave owner.
You know, sure. Reginald Bell Johnson and Urkel. Grief. Maybe
I just can't get enough Jimmy the Greek.
I can. I've had enough. I just think that maybe people would watch that because that's more like made for kids.
Currently, there are no black shows that are popular.
No. Although I think if you look at, I've seen this before, but years
ago.
Mainstream
where popular.
Right, but they say amongst black people, they still watch black shows.
Oh, God. Okay, I just read, Jock Jones for the Tigers.
Yeah.
There was like doing like a 10 questions, like what's your favorite, this and that, what music do you listen to?
Yeah.
What's your favorite show? Martin.
Okay, yeah.
I bet you 78% of all athletes, black athletes survey, will tell you Martin's their favorite show. It seems like that is like universal.
Yeah.
Whereas I couldn't understand.
I mean, is everybody hates Crystal on?
Yeah.
Because maybe white people watch that.
My dad likes that.
Bernie Mac, I remember watching a few times.
Okay, Bernie Mac was maybe the last show that was a kind of a crossover where white people.
Yeah, white people kind of. Although, whatever happened to that show?
Got canceled.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Because I know Bernie Mac like lost his mind at some point, but it must have been canceled by then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Mac went away for a rest.
Listen, America, I'm getting out of here. Woo! It's crazy. Anyway.
But that was a hot show. That was like the new.
Yeah.
That was the new, like. Right. It was the Black Malcolm in the Middle or something.
Now, other than Oprah or Tyra Banks,
yeah,
white people do not watch anything involving African Americans.
Generally not. They watch the Judd shows, maybe, but that's about it.
Well, you know, the UPN and the WB created that problem.
They did sort of give them, but, you know, it was smart of them to do that in the sense that let's take a marginalized audience and give them their whole station, and then we'll at least get that audience.
Well, I thought In Living Color was kind of a hit, was a big hit around the board.
Yeah, that did okay, although I think the later seasons, like the Jamie Foxx years.
Weren't as good.
When he became the lead guy on
like
that.
Like Jim Carrey was on there.
Yeah, but when like Damon Wayans and Jim Carrey were on it, but when those guys left and it became like Jamie Foxx, I think white people kind of tuned that out a little bit. So.
As well they should.
Yeah. All right, enough about black TV.
I can't get enough of it. Anyway,
right? Have you had enough? Or
is there
any other opinions?
Now we get
you
your
need?
Bay bracket to break down in the second half.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll do this before the break because we've got a few minutes before the break.
All right,
we get into my Bay bracket.
What are we doing in the second?
Speaking
half?
Of no blacks, Secret Talents of the Stars.
Oh, okay. All right.
Douchebag Hotline call.
Lots of good stuff. All right, fine. Let's get. Let me hear what your Bay bracket is.
Well, let's do more black television shows. For God's
I love it.
Well, here's my. Oh, you know what I want to do is to compare it to your Bay bracket.
Okay, do you have mine available?
Where is yours?
Did we put mine online?
No, not really, but we did it on the show. Let me see if I've got the Bay bracket of yours up here. Maybe I don't. What the fuck? How did I screw this up?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, enough of you. Anyway, here's what I did on my Bay bracket.
Okay. I can get the PDF. Here we go.
Well, it's the blank PDF, though.
Oh, it's not mine?
No, the one that went up isn't yours. The one that went up
Son
is
of a
blank. Man. I don't know what happened to the one that you filled out on the show.
All right.
But it doesn't matter because we all know who won on yours.
Okay.
Yours was won by Zooey Deschanel. Now,
that's right.
For me, okay, I was with you on some of this stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel made it to the second. She was defeated in the, let's see, one, two. She made it. She won her first two matchups.
Okay.
So she beats America Ferreira, which is a no contest.
Sure.
No brainer. Then she beat Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the
All
Stars.
Right.
And then I had to have Jessica Biel over Zooey Deschanel.
Ooh.
It came down to the body on that one. Jessica Biel has a better body. Zooey Deschanel is
a
prettier face.
That's a tough matchup.
I don't even think Biel made it all the way for you. I think you might have went with Alba in that one. I'm not sure.
No, Biel beat Alba for me.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Zooey Deschanel, your ultimate winner, made it there. And then I think she played Kristen Bell in your finals.
Sure.
And Kristen Bell made it to my semifinals.
Okay.
Where she was defeated by Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars.
Give me your Elite Eight.
My Elite Eight? Okay. Okay, I had Kate Beckinsale.
Sure.
She took on Julianne Hough.
Yeah, this Julianne Hough.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing with that is, again, I seeded this.
Ridiculous.
I seeded this for you.
Okay.
When I made it. I assumed that Julianne Hough was going to be a really high seed for you, and it turned out you didn't like her that much.
No.
I was mistaken on that. And for me, you know, since I didn't seed some of my favorites high, some of them got knocked out early, but Julianne Hough was a chick that we both liked who was high, so she...
Okay.
She ultimately did well in mine. Anyway, so Kate Beckinsale, Julianne Hough, Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
That was the other matchup in the eight. Jessica Biel, Alicia Cuthbert in the final eight, and Kobe Smulders, Amy Adams in the final eight. Now,
there was a very controversial Amy Adams,
Isla Fisher which turned out in mine as well, and I went with Amy Adams. I had Amy Adams beating Morgan Webb, which was a tough call.
Yeah.
And then she lost to Kobe Smulders. So Kobe Smulders was in the final four with Alicia Cuthbert over Jessica Biel. Tough decision, but, you know, it's a...
Yeah.
As much as I said Biel has a better body than Zooey, Cuthbert has a better face than Biel, so I went with Cuthbert.
Cuthbert hit the bricks early for me, didn't she? I didn't...
I'm
over her. She's into hockey players. She's not very smart. I'm done with her.
Okay. Kristen Bell beat Mila Kunis to make the Final Four, and Julianne Hough beat Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
Julianne Hough over Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
And
you
then
Julianne Hough.
Cuthbert over Smulders.
Yeah.
To give us a final of Julianne Hough versus Aletha Keys Cuthbert, which I know is the battle of two kind of like little willowy blondes. And
yeah, well, that's what you're into, I guess.
I see, I'm really not. It just ended up that way. Yeah. And the ultimate winner was the 19-year-old Dancing with the Stars star. Julianne Hough, I think, would be the number one chick I would want to fuck. But, again, the seeding was weird, though, because I seeded it for you. Like, here's a first-round matchup that killed me.
Yeah.
Cheryl Berg from Dancing with the Stars versus Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
Ashley Simpson, if I'm doing the seeding.
Now, you're upset with me that the other
goes
Simpson
much
won.
Higher. Yes. She actually beat Julianne Hough in the first round in your bracket.
As well, she
which
should.
I never understood. But.
Nothing big deal. That Hough is no big deal. No big deal.
I completely disagree.
Yeah, no, I bet about 9 guys in the world know who Julianne Hough
first
is.
First of all, and I'm not, and this isn't why I like her, but every week on Stern, he talks about how hot she is. He's got Artie talking about how hot she is.
You're just following.
No,
Howard
no, no. I'm
Stern's
not. I was on her fucking wagon before Howard was. Believe me. But yeah, he goes on and on about her.
If you got a head wagon,
Carolla
you'd break her.
Is, oh, shut up. Carolla, who was her dance partner, was going on about how hot she was and stuff. So anyway.
Speaking of which, Artie, we didn't even talk about that.
Well, that's not, you know, we're not going to discuss Howard on this show.
No.
I think people listening to us generally wouldn't be listening to Sirius Satellite Radio. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I do a little bit.
I don't know. Are our fans Stern fans too? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, write in and tell us, and then we'll discuss it later. But I had Kate Nash over Lily Allen in the play-in game. I'm just trying to find some big.
Well, I don't blame you for
differences
that one.
Between
it's
ours.
An interesting one.
I took Olivia Munn over Gyllenhaal.
Oh,
when
see.
I had the chance.
Now, see, Roger told us that Gyllenhaal won his.
Yes,
bracket.
He put his up on the forum. He put up his PDF of his.
And I can't argue with him. I felt bad doing Jill. It was like stabbing my own mother.
Gyllenhaal, for me, she had to beat Rachel McAdams in the first round.
Ooh.
And then she met the winner of Olivia Munn, Maria Menounos, which is Olivia Munn. And like
that's
Olivia Munn.
That's a tough one.
Olivia Munn's pretty hot, man. And I had her getting beat by Kristen Bell, which, you know, I think most guys would go with that one. But
so you picked a 19-year-old dancer of little acclaim, except that she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Because Zooey Deschanel is lighting the fucking world on fire with her singing and acting.
Yeah, I know.
In the fucking Wizard of Oz stupid sci-fi channel movie.
That was bad. I'm not defending. I'm not defending Tin Man.
And the Cuthbert's almost out of show business. But I mean,
oh God, yes, she is. There are ushers escorting her out of show business right now.
But I noticed that the bottom fourth here, the bottom right side of this bracket, was a little weak.
Yeah, what was it?
But, I mean, I guess I seeded it for you because Natalie Portman didn't do well on mine.
That's shocking.
She beat Avril Lavigne and then lost to Morgan Webb.
I can't see that happening.
Natalie Portman looks a little boyish to me. She's not very feminine to me. How did Ricci do? I don't even know where she is. That's how bad she did. Oh, I took the chick from Chuck over Ricci in the first round.
Why, you're out of your mind.
That chick from Chuck's a hot blonde. I like it.
All right. All
I mean,
right.
I don't know. I don't know. I took her. I took.
You know, I think what happened is
I took Naomi Watts over the chick from Chuck.
Other than Huntington Woods own Kristen Bell, my blonde prejudice was pretty evident.
But you don't like blonde.
I'm an anti-blonde.
You're anti-blonde.
Yeah, except for the let's discuss next.
Well, Scarlett Johansson is blonde.
Yeah, in general, blondes aren't.
I don't know that I
favorite.
Went with blondes. It wasn't about that. It's honestly just like the seating was. Again, I did the seeding for you and not for me, so while you have Christina Ricci as a high seed, as I did it for you, and Alicia Witt, who I
like. Well, I would have liked to see you make your own bracket of just names pulling out of a hat.
Well, I would probably just pick these names and then reseed
her.
But, I mean, like, again, you know, Ashley Simpson would have been a higher seed. Cheryl Burke would have been a higher seed. Michelle Williams would have been a lower seed. She wouldn't have been a number one seed for me.
Sure.
Josh Stone would have probably been a higher seed. She beat it. I mean, I had to have Josh Stone, Oksana. I mean, I was torn.
Oksana, come on.
I love Oksana.
She's a hot mess. What are you talking about?
I love Oksana.
When are you going to ask me to go out with
and
you?
Any minute now, baby. Hold on. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it was just different from yours, and, you know. And if you would have asked me before, I would have probably said that.
As much as I love Oksana as a personality and how cute she is, come on. Her day is past.
Well, I would have said that Julianne Hough was the number one seed going into it if I was going to see these
Pull
chicks.
Pull a bag over your head.
And she ultimately won it, so.
All right, then.
But it's no fun if you seed your own. I mean.
Sure.
You know. It's somebody else needs to make it.
Well,
for
well, you'd like to seed some of these girls. All right, but I'm bummed.
I was waiting for you to walk into that, and then I'm like, oh, he let that one go by. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, you were, like, jumping on the end of a bus with that joke. I that know, you tagged I it was, just as it was.
It was taken off.
Taken off. All right. When we come funny, back, though, funny, funny new reality yeah. with Secret Talents of the Stars.
Uh-huh.
You guys are going to love what we got after the break, because this guy, what we saw
Woo!
And what you're about to hear, you haven't even heard this yet.
No.
But it was tremendous. You're going to have a great time goofing on this guy.
All right, then.
Might be the whole friggin' show. We might get to the Marilyn Monroe story, but maybe not. But all right, then. Listen to this from the Breeders, and we'll be back right after this and more show. All right, kids, we're back. Corey and Joel with you. Show 169.
Yes, sir.
169 big shows.
Oh,
it was
huge.
100 shows ago when we did show 69.
Wow.
With all the drunk girls. But for 169.
That's why we were hoping to reprise that show.
Well,
but,
I don't know if we were hoping for it. It might have happened today, but it didn't, and so we're right here. And that's fine. Don't forget about emailing us. Email at coreyandjoelradio.com. Send us your thoughts on the show, questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something read on the air. You can also on the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com, we have the lunch fund. Donate if you like the show. It's a tip jar of sorts.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the show, feel free to send us a little money through the PayPal. You can also use a credit card. The lunch fund is up. We also visit the forums on CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to join that, you should email me as well and let me know. Because I have to authorize all signers up to the forum. And we get about 80 fucking made-up Russian spammers a day. So to sift through those and find the legitimate signer-uppers,
right.
It's helpful to send us an email at email@coreyandjoelradio.com as well.
Yes, sir.
And you can always call the douchebag hotline at 610-552-0746. Now, this guy called the douchebag hotline this week, and boy.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what this guy was on about, but, you know, everyone's entitled to an opinion.
Yeah, there's a couple of nuts in every bag.
And if you want to call in, we'll play it. And so this guy decided to, and apparently didn't like us.
Your show fucking sucks, you fucking loser. The douchebag hotline. All you douchebags. Fuck you guys. Joel, you fat piece of shit. You're one of the ugliest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I don't figure out because I find any male attractive. It's just that you're one ugly son of a bitch, and I feel comfortable saying that.
Guys,
fuck you.
Well, that's wonderful.
So I'm an ugly son of a bitch.
Well, the outpouring of love is so great, and I mean, that caller took the time out of his day to share his love with us.
Yes.
And that was beautiful.
He didn't take the time out of the day to take the chips out of his mouth or whatever.
No, he's shoving
bugles
in his
mouth. I'm ugly, and what kind of fat fuck is like sitting there eating all day?
I don't know
who that was.
Apparently, the chili cheese Fritos was that good. He couldn't take. He couldn't stop eating them.
I don't normally talk about guys, but I'm comfortable saying you're an ugly fuck. So, you're so ugly.
Apparently, he must think you're hot then, because
I'm a sexy bitch.
For some reason, I'm the ugliest guy.
Well, we want to thank Patrick for Nobody Likes Onions for calling.
I had the theory that maybe that was him, but I don't know. The guy has a very like New York kind of accent. Do you want to play it again? Just so we can
hear not really.
I don't care. I mean, the guy doesn't have any real criticisms of us. He's just like, the show sucks.
Your show fucking sucks, you fucking losers. The douchebag hotline. All you douchebags. Fuck you guys. Joel, you fat piece of shit. You're one of the ugliest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
Joel,
I don't know if you're
you fat piece of shit.
Because I find any male attractive. It's just that you're one ugly son of a bitch, and I feel comfortable saying that.
Yeah, just make sure that we don't think he's gay.
Fuck you.
Right. And God forbid we think this guy's gay, and that if I was
attractive... What a hetero man he is.
Because if I was a hot guy, he might want to fuck me. Yeah. But since I'm ugly
these juggalos
and fat,
are very conflicted, Joel.
Yeah, I don't
They're
know.
Very
Stop
conflicted.
It with that. That's not a juggalo.
No.
Juggalos don't have fun.
They have juggalo
love. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's good.
No, I don't know why, but the guy was angry. So call if you're...
Fuck you fuck.
Well, he apparently listened to the show to get the douchebag hotline number,
yeah,
so he must like it.
He's deeply in love with us.
So anyway, if you like us, call back. I enjoyed that guy. I'd like to hear more
You
from
were cute.
Him.
I'd like to kiss you, you fuck.
So, all right. If you want to call the douchebag hotline, once again, the number is 610-552-0746. It's just a regular call. Mm-hmm. It's not Illy. It's just a regular
call. Unless you live in the Arctic Circle.
Well, it's just a regular call there. It's not an 800 number, and you still got to pay, but it's not a 900 number. It's just a regular phone call. So anyway.
What if MC Sampler called up on the douchebag?
MC Sampler would call
in. It sounded a little something like this.
Poor little Spitzer caught up in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-M-G. Kristen.
People should call in and tell us how much they hate MC Sampler.
Yeah.
And client number nine.
What's amazing to me about this song is already spent.
Like, people don't even understand. Who's Kristen?
Number nine, you got kicked in the behind. You got us a governor who's black.
Thank you. That was a good line that you cut
off. You got a governor who's black and blind.
Yeah, it's a good line.
Yeah, you know, that's what's amazing about the news cycle, the 24-hour news cycle that we're on.
Yeah.
That's already irrelevant. Elliot Spitzer is already...
It kind of is, yeah.
You can't make parody anymore. Like, Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
How do they even come up with shit? Because a month later, people are like, who cares?
They did this thing called The Night of Too Many Stars last night on Comedy Central. I don't know if you saw that. It was a benefit that Bob Smigel put together, and he had Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Not Adam Sandler. I think Adam Sandler was on it, but Jon Stewart hosted it.
Sure.
But they had Fred Armisen was dressed up as that guy, the governor of, what's his name?
Spitzer.
No, the other guy. The new guy.
Yeah, I don't know. The new governor?
David
Blindy Blackie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was doing an impression of him.
That's his name, Blindy Blackie.
Blindy Blackie, okay.
I don't know.
Night of Too Many Stars, by the way, was not good at all. I didn't see the whole thing. I wish I would have pulled clips because... It just, they weird audio problems. Everybody was feeding back, and it was kind of like, it was kind of not good. Had a lot of good people up there, but it wasn't. They had like, you know, I guess Carell was on that. I didn't see his part.
Have you seen?
Larry David was on there.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of like really talented, funny people, but I don't know.
What was that for? Good.
Some benefit that Smigel's, some autism foundation.
Autism. Okay.
But he put it together. And
so did Matt McClowry get a check from that?
I don't know. No one even knows him. I guess he was on our show once.
A little bit of an inside joke.
All right. Let's go to this.
Because I just told a joke and I'm funny.
Speaking of reality shows, this is one of the greatest shows, and it had potential to be one of the all-time greats, but Master of Champions, I think, lasted something like 5 or 6 episodes.
Was it that
maybe,
many?
Maybe even 4. But this show lasted 1.
Wow.
Called Secret Talents of the Stars on CBS.
Yeah.
Part of the problem with it was they put it on at 10 p.m.
Well, that's an issue.
Normally, this reality garbage, talent, celebrity stuff goes on at 8 or 9. Uh-huh. But I think they put it at 10 because it was going to be on against either Dancing with the Stars or American Idol or both. So they say...
Is American Idol still on?
And it's still fucking huge.
Holy mother of crap!
I know, but it's still on and
this
it's still
big. This is the first year in a long, long time I've watched a little bit of American Idol.
Ugh.
And it seems like I watched it 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it's still on.
It's still on, and it's still bad. So.
What? How many Elton John songs can they do?
They do all kinds of goofy. They did Beatles Night. They do all kinds of goofy shit. And
awful.
Yeah, fuck American Idol. But anyway, Secret Talent of Stars, the premise of this show was it was celebrities that had...
Why don't they do Pantera Night?
Because, I don't
Get
know.
Through some Pantera songs.
They did the show, and people who were already famous would say, hey, I'm not just famous for whatever you know me for. I can do this as well. And some of them, it seemed like these are things that maybe people had done in the past.
Yeah.
But then other people, it was like, yeah, this is something you just tried to learn for the show. And that was fairly evident in some of the acts that you saw that night.
To me, the trailer looked like solid gold.
The
I don't
trailer
know
was
going to
be great. But here was the thing. They were going to do 4 celebrities a week. And so there would be a total of 16 celebrities in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But they would be introduced in the first 4 weeks of the show. So the problem is the first show, you only ever saw the first 4 people's talents.
Yeah.
So the other 12, you never even got to see.
Right.
So now that it's canceled, you'll never see like Ric Flair's salsa dancing.
God damn it.
Or Danny Bonaducci on a unicycle.
Well, you know what happened is he learned that from Chico Santana.
He was hanging out one night in Tacoma, Mexico with Tito and
Chavo Guerrero taught him that.
So anyway, you never got to see a lot of these people. Cindy Margolis doing magic. Never
God
got to see
it.
That. But you'll
what?
Never get to see those because they canceled the show. So here's who you got on this show. You got this girl, Sasha Cohen, who is the ice skater.
Yes.
Cute little Jewess ice skater. She came on and did, what would you call it, contortionism.
Okay.
Like Chinese-style acrobatics and balancing.
Okay.
Where she could like fold her body in half and
it's
balance
not,
on top of
probably not
the
much
Chinese
of a stretch zone. For her.
Well, yeah. I mean,
she's a figure
no
skater.
Pun intended. But yeah, she...
She weighs an ounce, by the way.
But she also said, like, that's something that she had practiced contortionism as she was a kid in gymnastics. Okay. So that wasn't unfamiliar to her. Then they had this girl, Maya, who's an R&B star.
Mm-hmm.
And she
I would not know her.
You probably know if you saw her. She was in that... Yeah. She sang that Sister Marmalade song.
Oh, okay.
With all those bitches.
All right.
She was in that. She came out and did tap dancing. But probably as a kid, she learned how to tap dance. She's a show business kid.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think that was that strange. So those two, I think, had some experience in doing what they're doing. Then they had...
This is not like Battle of the Network Stars where like Brooke Shields would like train dogs and stuff.
No, that would be Circus of the
Circus
Stars,
of Stars,
which is
Excuse
sort of similar.
Me.
But then the next thing they had was George Takei, Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, singing country music, which is something from listening to it... You know he never.
That's what it sounded like.
He never sang country music before in his life.
Are you trying to tell me that a gay Japanese American actor would never have sang country music before?
Never sang country music before.
No.
And then the one that I love the best of all of these. Speaking of country music, Clint Black, who's a big country star, been around a while, decided he could do stand-up comedy.
Wow.
And they got him a tutor. They showed everybody on the show had a tutor, somebody that was famous that would help them with it. So they got Gary Shandling to be his comedy tutor. And he sat down with Shandling at the comedy store wherever they were in L.A.
Sure.
And they went over his material, and Shandling went like, I think that one's strong. I think you open with that one. And, you know, he was doing his thing. Meanwhile, when you see the finished result, which we're going to play for you right now, you tell me how much you think Shandling had to do with this final act. Because if I was his comedy coach and I have helped, you know, comedy students that were taking comedy classes to write material, I really could have given Clint Black some pointers. But here's Clint Black live in front of 1,000 people in the studio and live on TV, Secret Talents of the Stars.
Thank you very
Long
much.
Interest.
You're going to want to probably stop this a
Thank
few
you.
Times just for pure...
Yes, it's true. I've never done stand-up comedy anywhere before this, except in my shower, of course, which is where it sounds the best. I think my shower only seats 6 people comfortably. Last night, completely sold out. I'm very happy about that. It was a clean show. Unfortunately, I did have one heckler.
Now,
with a loofah, exfoliate.
I just want to say that our mics are still up.
Okay.
I don't want people to think that we're laughing and our mics aren't up. Yeah, I don't want people to think like, whoa, they're being so polite by not.
Yeah. I opened for this guy at Chaplin last month.
Keep playing it. It gets worse.
On with the show. They say most great comedy comes from pain. I think of myself as being lucky. I've got a great family. I love my job. Never been on the wrong end of a loofah. And so how am I going to come up with comedy? So what I did is I rammed my head really hard into a tree. Very painful. And at first I'm thinking, this isn't funny at all.
No.
There's a drop, later by the way, for the show.
At the hospital, while I was on the pain pills, I did feel funny.
Weird interference. You know?
That sounds.
Have a great marriage. Been married almost 17 years.
I recorded this off the internet because I did miss the show.
People
so
always want to know what might the be why it doesn't sound as good. To that. What's the key?
And I know we're killing people, but there's only a minute left, right? Or something.
You want to do as little of that as possible. I also get asked a lot about the black hat. People want to know why. Why the black hat? And I don't mind admitting it. It's because it makes my head look thinner. It looks like for just about everything that aches now, we've got something to take for it. Just
this
about
is hurtful.
Well, you got
how much is
headache,
left? Seriously,
earache, toothache,
a
neck
minute.
Ache, backache,
oh,
stomach
God.
Ache. For just the only ache that we don't have anything for yet, sadly, is the heartache. But that's why we invented country music.
Really? That's why you know
it's. All right. Keep playing. You might as well. This
and
is
alcohol. And you want to be very. You want to be very, very careful not to mix the two. Or next thing you know, you lose the house, the truck, your dog runs away, and you're sitting in prison wondering why your cellmate's cheating on you.
Hey,
and that's heartache.
Three hacky premises in one joke.
Also my God. The subject of a new love song I'm working on. You know what I can't stand? Those TV shows where people compete and America votes. You know what I'm talking about.
That's almost funny
that's
because
irony.
He's on.
Don't forget to vote for the comedian.
I don't
that's
think that
time.
Is irony.
Thank you very much.
It's now I have to tell you, the judges for this show are gospel singer Brian McKnight, Debbie Reynolds, the old
oh Debbie Reynolds,
Broadway
Joel.
Star.
She's got gams on her like you wouldn't believe. That broad's got two hams underneath her ass. Look at that, running around.
And
a sexy bro.
Gavin Pallone, who was a TV and movie producer and I guess most famously produced Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
He was kind of there to be the dick judge, the bad judge, sure. You know, the mean judge. I have to say, now, honestly, seriously, like.
It's not funny.
Well, oh, there's your.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
There's Corey's 2 seconds.
There's my reviewer.
Well, here's the thing, though. Not only was that bad, but, like, as bad as we've seen, like, guys on Last Comic Standing or, like, even, like, Dat Fan. Or even, like, the auditions of Last Comic Standing. I mean, that's seriously some of the worst stand-up I've ever heard in my
being
entire life.
Being a comedian is much harder than it looks. I mean, really, people look at me and they laugh.
Like, that girl on
was
Kid
better.
Nation was
yeah.
funnier than
yeah,
Clint.
Yeah, Olivia on Kid Nation was better.
She was better than Clint. I mean, but
oh,
here's the God. Ironic thing.
Dude, I haven't seen comedy that bad since I was at Club Bart last
but
week.
The thing was, the goddamn judges, they all said it was really good.
Yeah.
And then the people at home.
I almost wish you had that club.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I want to hear these lunatics.
Yeah, but they all liked him.
Oh, yeah, man. I felt,
and then,
man, Brian McKnight, man, I felt that. I felt, Clint, you was coming
it
real.
It wasn't far from that.
You were real with
yeah.
that. You came from your heart with that.
I felt like I was watching a real comedian.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of comedy are you watching?
That was real.
And then they actually, then the people at home voted, and they voted off George Takei and Maya.
How dare they?
And
why don't we have George Takei singing country?
You know why? Because it's on the internet and it was a pain in the ass to download it and cut it. So sorry.
You're breaking my heart.
I think it's still up at CBS.com. You can watch the show either in clips or the whole show. That's where I was watching.
But they canceled this thing after one episode.
They canceled it after one episode.
So we didn't get to see Danny Bonaducci in a tuxedo. What was he going to do?
He was going to ride a unicycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, so you can still watch that, I think, on CBS.com, at least if you
I'm going to go home with a broken heart.
I'm sorry.
At least if you live in America, you can see that, because I think they block your IP.
And if you don't live in America, fuck you.
Well, no, that's not what I'm here to say. I'm saying if you want to see Secret
Talent
of the Stars.
No, that's what I'm here to say.
You're just here to say
yeah,
that.
Fuck you, you, you foreign bastards.
No, but they
except
but,
for the ones who send us candy and money. And
yes,
then those,
we appreciate those.
We
guys.
love
those guys.
You.
We like. But,
I don't just love you. I don't just love you. I loved you.
But here's the thing.
I love you. I have to make up words. That's a Woody Allen bit.
Clint Black would have come back and done stand-up again.
Well, shit.
In the next round.
What if we'd written jokes for Clint Black?
But don't you think Shandling, could he have had anything to do with that at all?
Why did Shandling even... Shandling's a weird guy who doesn't want to like be seen outside his house.
Yeah, I'm thinking he was doing it for FaceTime or he was, I don't know.
You never watched that Gary Shandling show, Best Of?
The Larry Sanders Show?
Yeah, the Larry Sanders
Show. No, I never saw the DVD.
Shandling was out of his mind nuts on that. And yeah. he did all these like little segments where he went and interviewed people who'd been on the show.
Okay.
It's him and Alec Baldwin sparring in a boxing ring. Him playing basketball with David Duchovny.
Yeah.
It's just tremendous.
Okay.
Apparently he did Sharon Stone, and they have dinner, and it's the most uncomfortable thing.
Did she had sex with Sharon
yes,
Stone?
Yes, he dated Sharon Stone.
She fucked everybody.
Wow. Shandling.
Well, she fucked Clinton, too, right? That's what
the,
I always
that's
heard.
The story
that's what I always
that
heard. She fucked
but,
Clinton.
You know, who knows? Who didn't fuck Clinton?
Me?
You know who fucked Clinton?
You know who didn't fuck Clinton? Hillary.
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
I think that's what we know.
You know who you
the
know
woman that you're supporting for president of the United States didn't fuck
not,
me.
No, I'm not supporting her.
Yeah, you are. Well, you're
no,
not.
No, I'm Obama guy.
Yeah, but if she gets the nomination, you're going to support her.
Nah, she's not getting anything.
You never know.
She's not getting shit.
You never know. She's going to win Pennsylvania.
Hey, Amy admitted that she thought Hillary was toast, and and that's saying something.
And
so.
She's really holding on to...
she just thinks because, you know, it's a chick thing.
She normally wouldn't diss on a girl with a sensible haircut. Well, but she's willing to in
no,
this case.
No, Amy is just being like, well, she's a chick, so she should win.
Okay.
It's whatever. Right. Oh, don't get me started on that.
I'm not trying to. I want to get back
Hillary
to...
ain't winning diddly fuck
whatever,
spot
okay.
poo-poo.
They, right. Secret to what was I what were we talking about? Oh, Shandling.
Anything Shandling else? Is so bizarre.
Yeah, he's a weird
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
He's an odd
yeah,
dude.
Was, you know who say who fucked Clinton?
Who?
The guy who did an impression of him that I worked with this week.
Oh,
that's comics, by the way. I guess comics are voting for Hillary. Because they want to keep their bill material relevant.
Yeah, it would freshen up if guys had Clinton material.
Oh, God. Oh, there's hundreds of hacks out there right now going, I can do my Clinton material again.
But don't you think Obama gives people a lot of jokes?
No, but they got to write new ones.
Yeah.
These fat humps who play bowling alleys in Allen Park,
well,
or wherever they might be.
You're a fat hump who played a bowling
alley. I mean, you know the guys I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, I know, but...
I don't want to name one guy because it's hundreds of them.
Okay.
And they're all out there, and they put it on their CDs.
Yeah.
And they're still doing jokes from the first Clinton. They got Monica jokes.
Yeah.
They can't wait to go, holy shit, I'm relevant again.
Well, if McCain were to win...
You'd have to write new material.
No, you wouldn't because you could dust off your Bob Dole jokes.
He's the same dude.
Him. It's the same guy.
He's a bitter old man. It's the
an
same
old
material.
War veteran who's right. crippled, and you can just trot those jokes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Yeah, it's not, you know, no big deal. So his arm kind of works.
He's so old, you can almost do some Reagan jokes on him.
Like McCain's arms
right.
kind of work. They don't work as well as your arms
now,
or my
Dole's
arm.
Got the head the
he
arm.
He had one arm that didn't work at all.
Well, it like would do kind of this.
Yeah.
He could wring it up to about midway yeah. to his chest, but the hand wouldn't open.
Yeah.
He'd put a pencil in it.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. You'd see like Dole would have like a pen or something and he'd be shaking hands with his left anyway.
Yeah, but McCain, I guess he can't like raise his arms like over his shoulders or something.
Right.
If you ever see him doing a speech and he's trying to wave to the crowd, it's very weird.
Well, every
it's
time
like
he
this.
Did that the gooks hit him with
no,
a
he has to wave
shot.
Like I know we're on radio, but it's like this. Like his arms
he can't,
are like
yeah, he has to lay both hands
yeah,
and wave.
And he
them.
Looks like a little kid.
Well, he kind of waves like he just don't care. there's no repercussions. It's yeah, he's doing jazz hands.
Yeah,
a little
he
bit.
Kind of can't even wave like yeah. a regular politician you would see.
Here's my one thing about McCain. How old is he? He's like what, 72?
I believe he was 70.
Right.
Yeah, he's something. I think he'd be 70.
He's 73?
Yeah, something. 70.
He'll be shitting in his own pants if he finished the full term.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing. And you see how, like, being president ages guys?
Yeah.
Literally, look at Bush.
Bush looks real old.
Bush has been in, it's only been 8 years.
But Bush
looks like he's age 20.
I think Bush, though, to let his hair go gray.
Yeah, I know. But
you know, I think some of those guys, they
die.
But
if you really do look
at
them.
When they have to run for office, they die.
Most guys look aged
yeah,
when,
they
end, when they leave
Clinton,
the presidency.
Clinton got real old.
Yeah.
Clinton completely aged.
They age more than their 8 years.
They really do.
They
yeah.
go. And so how old is McCain going to be?
Oh.
He's going to look like fucking Henny Youngman's corpse.
Well,
anyway.
Maybe you get a good VP and then, you know, McCain goes, yeah. and then you got, you know, somebody else.
Anyway.
Then you get your, I don't know, your some. Yeah,
they're talking Condi Rice, and that you.
Well, maybe people want that.
Kind of fuck that. Fuck that noise.
I'd hit it.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do?
They go Condi Rice until they realize that he's about one fucking pretzel away from a, you know, you know what I mean. He's talk about worrying about Bush.
Well,
choking.
I mean, who's gonna run with Obama? I mean,
Wesley Clark.
Whatever.
They're talking about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you ever
should. No, in fact, there's no. Look, I'm not even getting into that game because they don't have any.
You should never elect by who the vice president is. As much as people hated Cheney and they were like, I wouldn't want Cheney and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. you can't worry about that shit.
Pat Paulson. Is he alive? No, he's
no,
dead.
He's dead. He's actually bummer. Dead. But yeah, you can't vote on who the vice president is. That doesn't make sense.
They always talk like that's the biggest fucking deal.
Yeah.
And does it really? No. Does anyone care?
No.
Dan goddamn Quayle was vice president. No one noticed.
No, and you know, as much as Geraldine Ferraro, her, you know, Mondale wasn't winning shit anyway when
right.
he picked her.
That she didn't make a big difference.
The guy who ran with...
Well, Mondale had been the Veep, and no one knew that.
Yeah. Who's the guy that ran with Gore?
Oh, Lieberman.
Yeah, Lieberman.
Lieberman, who's now a Republican.
Yeah.
So.
But who ran with, I'm trying to think. Now I'm completely confused. I'll forget.
Edwards ran with Kerry.
Yeah, but before that.
What? Oh, Dukakis?
Yeah.
Who ran with, Lloyd Benson ran with
Lloyd
Dukakis.
Benson. There's Thank a guy you never hear about. Thank you. He's actually a guy, you know, he's a guy who I think.
Yeah.
God, I mean, guys can Wikipedia this and do this quicker than I can. I believe he died wherein had he been elected, he would have died in office based upon when he died. I think. I could be wrong about that.
That's a possibility.
I could be wrong about that. But Benson might still
he
be
He was
wrong.
Not exactly a spring chicken.
Right, but again, you had that. And remember in...
no, he don't. No, no, he died in 06.
And when would he? When was he running?
In the 80s, late 80s.
He would have ran in 1988?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if he would have done 8 years, though,
yeah, he would have lived out his term.
Barely.
He died in 06.
Yeah, but he would have been president until 06.
No, in 1988, dude.
Oh, in 06, and not 96.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He died in 06.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Lloyd Benson...
is a guy who died.
Lloyd Benson, as old as he was at the time, he was, like, young compared to, remember, Admiral Scottsdale?
Who's the guy... Yeah.
Yeah, Admiral Stockdale. That was Perot's guy.
Who's the guy who had cancer?
Which... what are you talking about?
The guy who had cancer, and he died, ultimately?
When was this?
Was that Jerry Brown who had cancer?
No, Jerry Brown's alive.
No, who's the guy who had cancer and, like, died? Songus.
Paul Songus.
Look up him.
Let's see when.
Because he's a guy that had he gotten elected. I think he ran in 92 originally.
Yeah.
And I think had Songus done 8 years, I think Songus would have died.
He
right?
died in 97.
So, yeah, see, there's a guy.
And when did he run for president?
I think he ran in 92.
Well, maybe.
I think he ran against Clinton originally. Mm-hmm. He's the guy's. I'm cancer free. Yeah. I have no more cancer in my. He had that New England accent and a lip.
In 1992, he ran for nomination. Yeah.
Right. And he was doing well.
And died in 97.
So, had he been elected president, he would have actually died in office. See, yeah. That's what you got to think about. So, I was confusing Benson with Songus, but yeah.
Anyway, Benson was not young. Benson was not young.
But again,
enough.
That's what you got to think about. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah.
I'm not kidding with McCain, though. He's that old. That.
But
like,
is that a negative?
Well, he can't do 8 years.
Eh.
He'd be 80.
Eh.
Oh, eh.
Eh, who cares?
Eh, fuck him.
Hey, what, think of what a good news story that would be. The president dies. It's awesome. I mean, that's never happened in my lifetime, I don't think. No, the president hasn't died.
Yeah.
The last president to die in office was Kennedy.
Right.
So.
I would love that to happen now.
But never happened as long as I've been on this earth.
Well, we got till November, so let's.
Oh, shut up!
Anyway,
you stupid.
I hate
ass.
That cocksucker.
Well, good thing it's fine to hate him, but you know, you're entitled to your opinion.
Cheney could croak. I would love that. I'd like to see Cheney croak. That would be good.
Cheney does not.
Because you don't need a vice president for the last 6 months. Cheney can drop dead.
Even if you're a Republican, Cheney does not come off as like a real nice
God.
Guy.
Is he a prick?
He really does come off as a douchebag. But, you know, I mean, I know people vote based on shit like that, but I don't know that it really makes that big
of
a difference.
Do you know that?
I don't care about that. I'll be honest.
You know, personally, the VP choice is not that big a deal.
I don't care about that.
No. Even though, I mean, I watch this political shit all day, and nobody's even really doing the Veep sweepstakes right now.
No, not right now.
They're not even, by this point, if if they'd had their way and the election was all over,
well, I thought it'd be
Veep time. Well, Rudy was trying.
I thought
to
Rudy
campaign.
Was kind of hot with McCain.
I think Romney's got more of a case than
does he?
Yeah, he's more of that. You know, conservative.
Yeah, because with McCain's a little bit of a rebel as it is, and he could lose the base. So you get a guy.
Romney was at the end really pushing.
You get a Bible thumper like Romney up there.
Yeah,
and they,
he was really sucking ass with the Bible crowd.
I see where they could pick Romney because you're taking. But, you know, Clinton really, to his credit, kicked a lot of that aside. Where, you know, how you'd be like, well, if you're from the North, you pick a guy from the South.
Yeah.
You're from the West, you pick a guy from the East.
No, he picked Al Gore.
He picked the exact same fucking guy.
Right.
He's from Arkansas.
Yeah, they're about the
Tennessee.
Same age.
Yeah, he picked the same guy and actually made it work for him, so that was nice. I mean, he did it. I'll give him credit on that one.
That whole sign.
But that's why they would say that McCain would take Romney and not Giuliani. But again, with Clinton logic, he might take Giuliani.
Yeah, I think Giuliani doesn't give him anything different.
Well,
Giuliani's tough on terrorism too. It's not, you know what I mean. They're both.
Yeah.
I
think Giuliani's more popular in the Northeast, where
Giuliani. Obviously,
Obama.
Giuliani did diddly squat, so he wasn't as popular as he thought.
Well, he ran a really janky campaign.
He ran an awful campaign,
and you know.
I think his career is going to be make him baseball commissioner. How about that?
Well, you know, whatever.
That's a good job for Rudy.
Well, I'll give you this about the election, and then we gotta wrap it up. You know what I mean? I'll give you this about the election, and I'll admit that I'll give the Democrats credit for this. Well, Al Gore, if he was running,
would be
president.
Ass. He'd be stomping butt.
It would be a no contest already.
Yeah, I know.
And I almost feel like Kerry could almost get elected in this environment. Maybe not.
How Kerry blew it in 2004 is beyond.
But these
Kerry
guys they got running, I think there's a lot of question marks. And it is a little troubling.
Hillary's out of the way. She's
well,
gone.
Whatever.
Anyway,
it's a little troubling.
Everybody's upset with Obama because he said. He said hillbillies vote for the wrong issues.
Yeah,
and you know what? I don't disagree with him.
Well,
he was like, hillbillies don't actually consider their jobs. When their factory closes, they get mad, and they get mad about the wrong stuff.
I understand his...
And he's completely right. It's just you can't say stuff like that in America.
No.
You know what? This election's proving? You can't say shit anywhere.
Well, that's
true. He was playing to a crowd in San Francisco that was receptive.
Yeah.
Right? But they're going to tape that shit. That's what what was the guy that had macaca? George Allen.
Yeah,
right?
I forget the
George
guy.
Allen was at some campaign rally where he didn't think anybody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
And they busted his stones on that. You can't. Why would you run for office? You can't say doodle. It's all on the internet.
The reason to explain why, like, some rednecks, you know, I mean, why do they not vote for the right issues? Well, they're idiots.
Right.
But they're, you know. If you look at the situation they're in, you can tell they're not that bright. But some people, when they vote on an ideology. You know, some people vote on issues that are close to them.
Yeah.
And some people vote, you know, locally, or some people, you know, don't.
Some
people feel that the president is a higher standard or a higher.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they vote for somebody that would do what they would do if they were president. And they figure if they were president, I wouldn't be working in a little factory in a little town anyway.
And this is the problem with the country.
Because it's not the problem with
We don't want these. Look, you go to these towns.
The problem,
you go to these towns
and
do comedy too.
That's not the problem with the country. The problem is like
you don't.
That's
want
the problem
voting.
Of why your guy doesn't win. Yeah. That's your problem with it. The problem is that people don't care about.
But guess what? They vote for that shit. They go, hey, I'm gonna vote for gay marriage, and then when their house fucking sinks into the ocean because they can't afford the mortgage anymore.
Okay.
That's got nothing to do with gay marriage. And
no,
he was right about that. They're voting on the wrong stuff.
I understand that, but how much does the president really affect their house their mortgage of their house?
There's some things that
may have something to do with that, but generally speaking, people vote on things like defense and spending and sort of more national issues than local
issues.
Yeah,
but then they vote on shit like the fucking abortion and things that
But I'm saying, like, you know, for me, when I vote, like...
No one's taking your guns away. Not even the most liberal...
People will vote on that issue.
I know.
That's an issue that people feel is a national issue.
Right, but no...
That the president can
no
deal with.
President... They always act like any Democrat's ever come out and gone, I'm banning all guns.
Well,
they never do that.
Right. But some people feel, and I think I could put myself in this case, I'm not a guy who, when I look at, like, if I want to vote Democrat or Republican, which, again, I've said I don't really vote along a party line... I would be more inclined, I guess, to vote Democratic locally because local issues, I feel Democrats
are
fit
better.
More with my what I with what I'm into. You know what I mean? I more agree with a Democratic position on local issues versus. Republicans might, versus what Democrats might say on the national level. Not to mention that Democrats and Republicans, when you get to local levels, most people don't even give a shit about the party, and a lot of times they just vote for the person anyway. Because
yeah,
a lot of Democrats, you know, there's a lot of Democrats, I think, like, even in the town that I live in, you know, they're anti-taxes, which, you know what I mean? Like, they're for, like, lower, you know, guys run...
Yeah.
Democrats run on, I'm going to lower taxes, well, which is not something that nationally Democrats run on. And so, you know, I think
this is the problem of having two parties.
People vote on ideology when it comes to the president versus every other person that they'd ever vote for.
Yeah. I'm always, you know, I'm always hammered for being a Democrat because they think, like, I love everything the party does. No, that's not it at all. I vote Democrat because... the bigger picture fits more with what I want.
Okay, but that's...
Right?
But you're also hate everybody who's not a Democrat and would never
if
ever
there was
vote
another
for anybody,
party, if there was a third party...
Well, you
that
could
was,
vote for a third party.
That was like, if the Libertarians were an actual force, I might entertain one
I
of their
voted
candidates.
For the Libertarian governor, governor's candidate.
Although that Ron Paul bullshit... Ron Paul should have run as a Libertarian.
He probably would have done better as an independent.
Dummy.
But, you know, I just, you know... I can't believe we talked about politics for 15
Well, God
minutes.
Bless it. It's a great year
it
in
is,
America.
You know, it is a political year.
Well, we can only talk about Julianne Hough's vagina for so long.
Really? How long is that?
I don't know.
I'd like to test the limits of how long
I can talk
about
what I would do to Zooey Deschanel, given half a chance. But
I would only be able to talk longer about Julianne Hough's vagina if I actually got to see it
sure.
or smell it or taste it.
Okay.
And that then I could actually go into details.
Right. Next week on the show, whose throat is longer? Zooey Deschanel or Julianne
Or
Hough?
Cherry Brooklyn. You know,
well, that one we could probably test.
Any Nadia updates? Have you looked into that?
I don't even know where
I want
Nadia
you, I
is.
Want, I'm giving you a homework assignment for next week. At least look into getting her back on the show.
Rock out with Chicago.
Yeah, I want you to at least try.
I don't even know where she is.
Somehow do some sort of research.
Well, I'm
going
to have to be like Rockford. I'm going to be like...
You're fine.
I'm going to be peeking in windows and knocking on doors.
Do it. Kill yourself. Knock yourself up.
All right.
For the good of the show, for God's sakes. She was last on 69 shows ago. She was on show
one. They call her Camel Toe.
Well, if that's what they're calling her.
I don't know where poor little Nadia is. Who knows? But
we want Nadia back on the show, so please.
All right.
If you can look that up.
I don't even know if she's alive.
All right. Well, God forbid she's dead.
Well, it's been a special week. By the way, Douchebag Hotline, 610-552-0746. Some of you, we don't play every call we get, by the way, and some of y'all got to try harder, you dicks.
Stop it. It's fine. Anyone who wants to call in, people may not, but even if you hate us, I'll play it. I don't have a problem with that.
Some of you get
I'll
cute.
Take criticism.
Some of you get cute out there.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't play it.
Make All it right. about the show. That's what I say.
Come on. Let's go to some All music. Right. The Breeders, we'll get out of here. We'll join you next week. Check us out in the forum. We're still trying to figure out... what a brazier is. We were discussing that before
it's
the
a,
show.
It's a thing that guys at Dairy Queen eat.
I guess.
It's a big fat... we didn't even talk about Dairy Queen.
Well?
Steve Sabo and his love of Dairy Queen.
We talked about it last week.
Okay.
And what is our bonus feature? We're doing that?
Yes, a very special snack food review.
All right, so look for that on the mailing list. Sign up on the front page of CoreyandJoyRadio.com. And we'll catch you next week. Later. Abrígame en tus brazos.